Hello, this is Peg Donahue. This is an emotional freedom and healing release to let go of deeply held feelings, beliefs, and patterns related to scarcity, lack of money, blocks to prosperity and abundance that you may not realize you're holding, as well as conscious thoughts, beliefs, and patterns that you're familiar with. In order to thrive and live a full, prosperous, and abundant life, you need a smooth flow of clear, coherent, and abundant energy in your body, mind, and spirit, as well as your home, workplace, and wherever you spend time. Bypassing your logical mind, this release works to let go of unproductive beliefs, thoughts, and feelings at the cellular level. Open to the possibility that this is your birthright, and you might be delighted. Pull your energy into the present moment. Imagine how it would feel to live a fully prosperous and abundant life. What would you do, and how would you spend your time? Visualize new opportunities coming your way as a result of your prosperity, and perhaps having more than enough money to enjoy after your bills and obligations are paid in full. See your life unfolding in new and exciting ways. Imagine being at peace with this and enjoying the ride. Imagine living your dream. Emotional freedom and healing is a meridian technique developed by a coach named Richard Ross. He's the person who certified me in facilitating this process. EFNH, or emotional freedom and healing, uses tapping on certain acupressure points combined with words of intention and deep breathing to release anxiety, fears, and limiting emotions and beliefs from your body. It's a very gentle and effective process. Once the limiting belief or emotion surfaces and you release it, it's gone forever. If the patterns have been building for years or even lifetimes, you may have multiple layers that need to be released. You can do these sessions as many times as is comfortable for you, as often as you want. Each session stirs energy within your body. Drink extra water for a few days following each session. The process helps to release toxins in your body, and the water helps to flush the toxins from your system. If you feel tired or even depleted after a session, get some rest or some extra sleep. Feeling tired is common. You and your body are shifting, and your body needs time to adjust. Pay attention and give yourself some extra care for at least a few days. More importantly, go easy on yourself. I'll open this session with a brief centering prayer. During the session, I'll refer to Spirit and God in one or two places. Substitute whatever word you're comfortable with. It might be universe, the divine, divine light, whatever. It doesn't matter. Simply use whatever word is right for you. So let's begin by centering yourself in body, mind, and spirit. Take a full, deep breath in and slowly exhale. Take another full, deep breath in, breathing in healing and light, and slowly exhaling any negativity. Just let it out. Once again, take a full breath in, breathing in peace and joy, and letting out any stress or thoughts of the day. Just let them go. See us here in the same room together. We call forth a circle of golden light to surround us. We ask for and invite the presence and guidance of Spirit into this room. We ask for and affirm clear guidance for the highest purpose for which we've come together today. We ask for Spirit, God, and the angels, and all of our non-physical helpers, that we receive the right information, learning, confidence, clarity, and healing that will benefit us today and always. We give thanks that this is already done. Amen. Now I'd like to review the acupressure points that we'll be working with. The first position is a tender spot on the left side of your chest. So locate the most tender or sensitive spot on the left side of your chest. For most people, it's beneath your collarbone and above the breast area on your left side. Find this spot by pressing gently using one or two fingers around this area until you find the spot that's more tender or more sensitive than the area around it. And when you find it, just rub that circle, that spot in a circle. And we call this spot your heart point. The next position is your karate chop area, and this is the outside edge of either hand. So you could take both hands, if you're hands-free, and tap the knife edge or the long edge together on the palm side of your hand, the long edge, or you could tap it against a chair or a table. Next is your eyebrow, and this is either eyebrow, and you'll tap on the end with one or two fingers near the bridge of your nose. Next spot is under your eye, either eye, about 1 inch below your eye. Just tap gently with one or two fingers on your bone. The next spot is under your nose, which is above your upper lip. And the following spot is your chin. It's below your lower lip where the crease starts. And when we do EF and H, we'll do your nose position and your chin position together. And you can form a C with a free hand and just tap those points simultaneously. Next is the beginning of your collarbone. This is the inside end of collarbone, really. It's on the center, just below your throat. Next spot is about 4 inches below your armpit. It's the side of your rib cage, and you just feel around here until you feel the spot that's most tender, either side. The next spot is under your breast, either side, and for women, it's as high up on your ribs as you can get, and for men, it's about 1 inch below your nipple. And you'll just tap that gently with one or two fingers. The next spot is the side of your little finger. You'll tap this gently with your thumb or free finger. It's the side near your ring finger at the base of your nail. So if you're holding a regular phone, you can easily tap this area using the thumb on the same hand. The next spot is the inside of your wrist, what we call the pulse point area, and it's where many people fasten a watch band, or women, you may fasten a bracelet here. Next spot is the crown of your head, and this spot, it's the top of your head. You'll just put a free hand palm side down. And the final spot is a small bump at the base of your skull. So there's a little bump on the base of your skull just before your neck starts. So if you move your head back and forth, it might be easier to find this point. You should just rock your head back and forth and find that little bump right about where your neck begins. So you don't have to remember these points. I'll guide you through everything, and we'll be repeating the statements you'll be repeating the statements or the affirmations after I say them. And if you need to, just stop the recording anywhere along the way so that you can do this at a pace that's comfortable for you. This process is very healing and transformative. It may take about 45 minutes, so just settle in, get comfortable, and relax. Let's begin by taking a deep breath in. And hold your breath for a brief moment, savor the life force energy, and release. And once again, take a deep breath in, Hold and release. And as you breathe in again, move gently into your heart. Just rest in your heart for a moment. Let your thoughts, feelings, and beliefs around money, prosperity, and abundance come to the surface. Do you feel you deserve to be prosperous? Would you like to have more money and abundance or resources than you already do? Note where you are on a vibrational scale of 1 to 10, where 10 carries the most intensity around this topic, and 1 means as little or no intensity around prosperity, abundance, or having a lot of money, or deserving prosperity and abundance, or attracting abundance, or keeping abundance flowing to you, or you might have fears about abundance, or fears about money, or being able to make it on your own. Perhaps you have a specific money ceiling, or you're feeling that you don't have enough money to meet all of your needs. Or you're running around and you live a life stressed about money, abundance, or prosperity. Rank where you are and write down a number if you have a pen or pencil handy. It's a high number if the issue gets you charged up and you're feeling fearful, anxious, or uneasy. And it'll be a low number if you're at ease with it and see it really as another transition or another phase in your life. You might be feeling a combination of both. Just take a moment to let the number come to you. Trust your intuition. You'll get the right number. And once you have your number, keep it in your mind until we finish this process or jot it down on a piece of paper. We'll return to it at the end. Once again, take a deep breath. Mentally set the intention of letting go of your limiting beliefs around having a lot of money and being prosperous. Know that as you move forward and let go of your limiting beliefs, you become a powerful attractor for what you desire in all areas of your life. I'm going to continue with words of intention that you'll repeat after me while you tap gently on each of the points that I direct you to. And after tapping each point and repeating the words of intention, hold the point and then take a deep breath as we move to the next point. And if you'd like some extra time, just stop the recording and tap for as long as you wish. And then continue. So we'll begin with the karate chop area. This is the outer edge of either hand, the long edge, the outside edge, really below your little finger. It's the palm side, or the it's right opposite your palm. So just tap that like a T or against a table or a chair, and repeat after me. I intend, command, and now let go of all limiting beliefs related to opening to abundance. To being prosperous and having more than enough money to live a joyful and meaningful life. I now let go, transmute, and clear all anxiety, fear, disbelief, and blockages. related to these issues, now and forever. I turn these issues over to Spirit to transform them and my relationship to them, never to take them back or passively receive them back. Keep tapping. Hold. Take a deep breath in. And then release. We'll now move to the heart point. This is the tender spot above your left breast and below your collarbone. So with two or three fingers, just find the tender spot, perhaps moving toward your shoulder. And repeat after me. Even though having more than enough money, living an abundant life, and being prosperous, feels too good to be true. I deeply and completely love and accept myself, and I forgive myself. I suspend all disbelief. That my circumstances can change for the better. I am open to all things being possible. Continue to rub your heart point. Hold and take a deep breath in and release. Continue to rub the same area. And repeat after me. I'm entitled to live a prosperous and abundant life. I'm entitled to have more than enough money. I'm entitled to ease and flow in my life now. I am entitled to miracles in my life now. And continue to rub your heart point. Be gentle with yourself. Take a deep breath in and release. For the rest of the process, imagine you're a tree, your own tree of life, and imagine that you're clearing your money issues from the branches all the way deep into the roots of the tree. So move to your eyebrow point, and this is either eyebrow, right by the bridge of your nose. Tap gently with one or two fingers, and repeat after me. I release all the sadness from the present time. And from the past. Around my limiting beliefs related to having money. And experiencing. An abundant and prosperous life. I release all the sadness in all the branches. To the deepest roots of any beliefs that I am in some way undeserving of having a lot of money flow to me easily. Without having to work hard to earn it. Continue tapping your eyebrow. Hold, take a deep breath in, and release. The next spot is under your eye. Just tap gently under the center of your eye, either side, with one or two fingers on your bone. And repeat after me. I release all the fear in all the branches. To the deepest roots. Of any beliefs. that I am not worthy. Or that I am undeserving. Of having a lot of money, or that I must earn my money through hard work, I also release. All fear, anxiety, and related beliefs that the money can go away as quickly as it comes. Continue tapping. Hold. Take a deep breath in and release. Next, we'll do two spots together. This is under your nose and in the crease of your chin. So you can take a free hand and form a C with your thumb and index finger and just tap under your nose and in the crease of your chin. And repeat after me. I release all the shame and embarrassment in all the branches to the deepest roots. Of what others may think. About my money, abundance, and prosperity. I also release all the shame and embarrassment related to any feelings I may have about being wealthy for any reason. Continue to tap. Hold. And take a deep breath in and release. The next spot is your collarbone. So just make a gentle fist with your hand. And with the flat side of your fingers, just tap your collarbone gently beneath your throat. And repeat after me. I release all the confusion in all the branches. To the deepest roots. Of feeling overwhelmed. With the decisions I may need to make. Or not feeling qualified. To make the best decisions for myself. Related to having money. And living a prosperous and abundant life. And keep tapping or thumping your collarbone. Be very gentle with yourself. Take a deep breath in and release. The next spot is under your arm, so about 4 inches below your armpit. Just feel around and find a tender spot and tap that gently with a few fingers and repeat after me. I release all the guilt in all the branches. To the deepest roots. Of any belief. That I don't deserve to have more than enough money. Or that I don't deserve prosperity and abundance for any reason. I also release any guilt I may have about not having to work hard in the future. I can now work easy if I choose. Continue to rub the spot under your arm. Hold and take a deep breath in. And release. The next spot is under your breast. For women, it's as high up on your rib cage as you can get, and men is about 1 or 2 inches below your nipple. Just tap gently with 1 or 2 fingers and repeat after me. I release any anxiety I might be feeling. In all the branches, to the deepest roots, of feeling that I might not manage my money well, or that I could easily lose it. Or that it could be taken from me. As quickly as it comes. And just continue to tap gently. Hold and take a deep breath in. And release. The next spot is the base of your nail on your little finger, and this is the side by your ring finger, and you can just take a thumb and just tap that gently. And repeat after me. I release all the frustration. And any anger. About the length of time it may take me to attract money. Prosperity and abundance. I also release any anger or frustration related to people who ask for my help. Once I have money, and live a prosperous and abundant life. I release all of the frustration and any anger. In all the branches, to the deepest roots, of these patterns and issues. And just continue tapping gently. Hold and take a deep breath in and release. The next spot is the inside of your wrist. Just tap gently where you attach your watch band with one or two fingers and repeat after me. I release all the ways I've put my life on hold. Waiting to have money. And to experience prosperity and abundance. In all the branches. To the deepest roots of these patterns and issues. Continue tapping. Hold and take a deep breath in and release. Now we'll return to your eyebrow. Just tap gently by the bridge of your nose with one or two fingers and repeat after me. I release all restlessness, impatience and frustration about the safety of my ongoing money, prosperity and abundance in all the branches. To the deepest roots of managing and growing my wealth to create a stable and secure future for myself, my family, and whoever I choose to include. Just keep tapping gently. Hold. And take a deep breath in and release. Now we'll return to your little finger, and you're going to tap the base of your nail on the side by your ring finger. And repeat after me. I'm releasing any anger, I have toward myself, for not believing that having more than enough money and living a prosperous and abundant life is possible, and that I'm on my way to experience it. I let go of all thoughts, beliefs, and feelings related to lack. Scarcity, poverty, struggle, in whatever ways I have pushed money, prosperity, and abundance away from me. Just continue to tap very gently. Hold and take a deep breath in and release. And continue to tap your little finger, the base of your nail, and repeat after me. I'm releasing any anger I have toward anyone in my current life. Or anyone from my past. Who may have contributed to the ways I attract and manage my money. Particularly not trusting other people, with my money. Or other people asking me for money. And just continue to tap gently. Hold and take a deep breath in and release. And continue to tap your little finger right at the base of the nail on the side towards your ring finger and repeat after me. I'm releasing any anger I have toward God, for my having these thoughts, feelings, beliefs, and patterns. Relating to an abundance of money easily coming into my life. Just keep tapping very gently. hold and take a deep breath in. And release. Now we're going to return to the heart point. This is the tender point on the left side of your chest, above your breast and below your collarbone. Just use two or three fingers and rub gently in a circle, and we're going to stay here for a few statements. Repeat after me. I forgive myself for having any issues related to managing my money poorly in the past. I know I'm always doing the best that I can. And just continue to rub gently. Hold and take a deep breath in. And release. And continue rubbing the heart point and repeat after me. I forgive anyone in my current life or anyone from my past who may be contributing to my issues and patterns, related to lack, scarcity, poverty, struggle, in whatever ways I have pushed money, prosperity, and abundance away from me. I know that they were only doing the best they could at the time. And continue rubbing gently. Hold and take a deep breath in. And release. And continue once again rubbing your heart point. Be very gentle with yourself. And repeat after me. I forgive my mother and my father for anything they may have contributed to my thoughts, feelings, beliefs and patterns about having a lot of money, in living a prosperous and abundant life. I know that they were only doing the best they could at the time. And just keep rubbing gently. Hold and take a deep breath in. And release. And once again, continue with your heart point. Rub very gently, be very gentle with yourself. And repeat after me. I forgive you, God. And I know you have always loved me. And are always there for me. And just continue to rub very gentle. Hold and take a deep breath in and release. The next spot is the crown of your head, so just take a free hand and place it palm side down on the crown of your head and repeat after me. I bring in spirit into all the branches, to the deepest roots, of having more than enough money, and attracting more than enough resources, to live a vibrant, prosperous, and abundant life. All issues related to lack, scarcity, poverty, struggle, in whatever ways I have pushed money, prosperity, and abundance away from me are now gone. I release all of the energy that had been invested in these now past issues. So that I can now use that energy for my own highest good. And for the highest good of all, and for becoming a full expression of who I am. Now you may remove your hand from the top of your head. And take a deep breath in and release. And just check in with your body. And we're going to move into a series of affirmations. And the spot for this is to tap at the back of your head. The occipital bone, and this is where your head and your neck meet. There's a little knob right in the center. So just tap or rub that very gently and repeat after me. I deserve miracles in my life now. I am worthy of having more than enough money to live a prosperous and abundant life. I deserve the best that life has to offer. Including money and resources that come to me easily. I easily and effortlessly open to living a full and prosperous life. With all life has to offer. I attract more than enough money and resources to live a life filled with joy, abundance, and prosperity. I choose to live fully in the flow with great harmony. I enjoy being generous and philanthropic with others. I know that what goes out returns to me multifold. Being generous with others is a great way to continue the cycle of abundance. I gratefully choose work or activities that enhance my life. I am confident that the right people, information, and resources show up whenever needed. The perfect order for me is now established. In my mind, my body, and my affairs. Especially about attracting more than enough money and resources to live a prosperous and abundant life. I choose to make wise decisions. I choose to seek counsel that I trust and feel good about. I am a capable person. My home, my life, and my affairs are now in divine and perfect order. I radiate success. All is perfect in my world. It is safe for me to show up fully in the world now. I am at peace. I gratefully move forward. Living a life filled with more than enough money, prosperity, abundance, and joy. My life will continue to unfold in wondrous ways. As I fully enjoy my money, resources, prosperity, and abundance. So be it, and so it is. Now you can relax your hand and take a deep breath in and release. Go back to your heart area and call up the vibrational meter from the beginning of this session. So where are you now? How are you feeling as you check in? Note where you are on the scale of 1 to 10, where 10 is very high, very intense issue, and 1, 0, 1 is really low or no intensity. Around these issues related to money, or lack of money, lack of prosperity, lack of abundance. Note if you're not coming up with a different number than you began with, and if you have some movement. The number itself is not important. Just getting a shift is, or noticing the shift that you have. And that's the end of the session. So emotional freedom and healing is a very subtle and profound release process. You may feel shifts over the coming days. I recommend that you drink a lot of water over the next few days to support yourself in this release, and also go very easy on yourself. You might need some extra sleep or some quiet time. You might notice deep feelings and emotions coming to the surface. Don't be surprised if this happens. Just let them come to the surface. Process it, how you're feeling. Be gentle with yourself and let it all go. You've spent lifetimes building your belief system, so it can take multiple times of doing this session and other release modalities to release these deeply held beliefs and issues. You can repeat this process anytime you wish, and you can also customize it for your own specific issues. If you'd like help releasing any specific issues privately, you may contact me at peg@fengshuiconnections.com. That's PEG at FENGSHUICONNECTIONS.com. peg@fengshuiconnections.com. And I'd be happy to facilitate a private release for you. And my website is www.fengshuiconnections.com. Thank you, and may you have a prosperous and abundant life.